You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a double shot for us because we had bonus Hauser yesterday. Now we got Hauser today. Plus, it's a double shot because Tom was on the morning show. Again, you know, well-dressed. Do you just kind of decide, since you live near South Dakota, there's no reason for you to go back home, so just come dressed for success here at WCC?
And Chad, you know very well, I live in West Dakota.
That's true. Are you with me? I've been saying for a while, we just need one Dakota. We don't need North Dakota and South Dakota. Just Dakota is fine.
They think what a powerhouse they could be if they were just one state.
Yeah, one state. Here's another thing, another point of mine I've not talked to you about. We have too many states northeast. Okay, too many states. Massachusetts, Connecticut, that's it. Vermont can blend in, Rhode Island can blend in, Maine can blend in.
They could make those. They could make it one big state, and those could each be counties.
Yeah, that,
I live in Rhode Island County. I live in Maine County. Yeah. I live in,
come on. I mean, Rhode Island. We don't need Rhode Island as a state, do we? I mean, Maine as, I mean, and I know they're beautiful areas. I'm not calling for their, you know, cutting the cord and letting them drift out into the Atlantic. I just don't think they need to be states.
That may be what happens next in this federal government shutdown, because the president has already started cutting billions of dollars in funding to states that voted for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
In 2024.
He cut off today, I think it's been lost because of the government shutdown, $18 billion in infrastructure to the state of New York. His birthplace, his home state, $18 billion. The cheap shot is, I'm waiting for it. I didn't realize Tim Walz was in charge, since $18 billion left here pretty quick too.
I'm amazed that Minnesota has not been in the president's crosshairs yet when it comes to sending in the National Guard or these types of things. But trust me, it's coming.
It is coming.
It is coming.
I also think let's just stay with the government shutdown this segment. Then second segment, we'll talk more. Local. I think this one's going to last for a long time. Do you?
It certainly has all the earmarks, because we just talked to Senator Tina Smith, and she says they're not planning to back down. This is their line in the sand on trying to bring down or bring back those health care subsidies that are going to lapse at the end of the year. And this is their one chance to do it. It's the one chance where they have some leverage, because Republican Senate needs 60 votes, in case people are wondering. Republicans control everything, so why is there an impasse? It's because, unlike in the House, where just a simple majority works, in the Senate, you need 60 votes to pass this continuing resolution, and they're about 5 votes short. They've gotten 3 Democrats to go that direction, but they're 5 short, and Democrats claim they're going to hang together. We'll see. The early days of these federal government shutdowns, you know, you and I drive down the street and the stoplights work, the mail's still being delivered,
right.
Social Security checks for people your age still showing up.
Thank
and
you.
So that was a very subtle, very quick shot.
Thank you.
And so all so people go, oh, what's the big deal? But eventually, you know, you guys start getting people furloughed or fired who might be your neighbors who work for the federal government, or TSA agents might start calling in sick and slowing down your travel. It takes things like that to really start getting the attention of people.
Does it pass the Hauser intellectual accuracy test when the Republicans are saying the Democrats are holding this up because they want illegal immigrants to get health care, when the federal law does lay out very clearly that illegal immigrants are not entitled to help from Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera?
No, it does not entirely pass the smell test. And I tried to get to that point with the House Majority Whip Tom Emmer yesterday, who said until we change the rules where now you've got to, there has to be more diligent verification of people's immigration status, he said people, even if it was illegally, were getting access to federal health benefits. But to say that it was a mass number of people costing us billions and billions, I don't believe is true. I have not found evidence of that.
Well, and this also goes back, and this is part of a vote the late Melissa Hortman offered up on the debate of, are we going to cover it on hospital visits in the state, right, for illegal immigrants? Because in the end, we still were going to pay for it. You know, you're not allowed to turn down care at hospitals. And it just, in the end, who was going to end up paying for it? Some of it is legitimate cost cutting, and some of it is also symbolism and carrying on what has allowed the president to be the president twice, his strong stance against illegal immigration.
Yeah, and remember, the states can provide health benefits to illegal immigrants if they choose to do so. They can't do it with federal money.
Yes.
If they want to use state money, they can do it. But if somebody who's undocumented and as you say, has a medical emergency and they show up at a hospital, there is a state law in Minnesota that says you must provide them care.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference. States can do this,
right,
if a state
their own money
to,
yep.
But with state money, you can't take, you know, $500 million from the federal government, turn around and give it to undocumented people to help pay for their health care. So it is, but there's so many talking points on this issue.
Right.
And as always, nobody knows what to believe. Although when we try to report over and over again that the federal law says that you cannot provide, you know, health care benefits to undocumented immigrants, you know, people don't listen to us anymore
because
President Trump has everybody believing it's all fake news. No matter how much fact-based it is, we're all fake news.
Well, and we were talking about it at the start. This does give the President of the United States, obviously right now Donald Trump, greater leeway where the Russ Voights of the world who've wanted to dramatically cut the size of government and cut the funding. This is why Schumer went along with it earlier in the year. He was afraid of what Trump might do. But also, let's just be honest on Chuck Schumer. He's looking at his next election and he's staring at AOC, who for the left wing of the Democratic Party is very popular. He looks at New York, Imam Dhani, and how he just flat out is going to be the next governor, next mayor, excuse me, of New York. And Schumer is very wary of losing the left. And that's part of the reason why he's willing to say, nope, we're not going to vote for this continuing resolution, because part of what he's thinking about is the next election when he doesn't want to step down and say, it's been a good run, I'm walking away.
Well, and it's amazing to me how both the right and the left kowtow to the extreme right and the extreme left.
100%.
When that is not where the majority of Americans or even a majority of Minnesotans are. And it is remarkable, because if people think that Mondami and AOC are the future of the Democratic Party nationally, well, Republicans are wringing their hands in delight at the prospect of that. And so what the strategy is here on both sides remains to be seen, but now, or ultimately, but you do know that the next shoe to drop is going to be the president saying, okay, we're not furloughing workers, we're outright firing them.
That's going to happen.
And when they start doing that, that's going to put even more pressure on Democrats. So they have some levers in the U.S. Senate. The president has a lot of levers by determining who's essential, non-essential, mm-hmm. who's furloughed, who's fired. And so this is going to get interesting. Don't let the first couple of days of, well, I don't really notice anything happening, fool you. Mm-hmm. If this stretches on for weeks, you're going to notice.
This is our guy, Hauser, best in the business. He'll be on Channel 5 tonight. We'll come back. Excuse me. We'll talk about the latest on a special session, including our conversation with Harrah Niska, and then a rumor I was told, Dave Harrigan, by a very informed source, that when Mike Lindell announces that he's running for governor, that his press secretary is going to be Tom Hauser.
Wow.
You know, so I want to congratulate Tom on that. We'll provide that congratulations to Tom when we return.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Again, Dave and I both have received sourcing on this, that when Mike Lindell jumps into the gubernatorial race, the Tom Hauser's going to end his four-decade career in politics, and he will become Mike Lindell's press secretary. Would you like to confirm that right here on WCCO Radio?
Well, absolutely not, because the rumor that I had started myself was that I would be his running mate. But now you're telling me best I can do is his press secretary. I thought I was more running mate material.
No.
You know, heartbeat away
type
of guy.
Come on.
Apparently not.
No, Dave, did you think that?
I told you that's what I had been hearing. That was the rumor. I didn't know Tom had started it himself, but...
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Fake news, people.
Yeah,
fake
completely
news
fake news. Okay, so let's just talk Lindell. He's delusional. It's been an awful stretch for him, losing court case after court case, bankruptcies, MyPillow, which for a long time was just flourishing. It is struggling financially. Do you think he's actually going to get into the race?
I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. And it wouldn't even surprise me if somehow he gets the endorsement, you know, right.
Okay,
right,
I'll take action on that one. Wherever you want to go, let's bet dinner and a couple cocktails on that one.
But you just got to remember, you know, who it is that runs these endorsing conventions. Yep. It's more the fringes of either the Democratic or Republican parties than it is the mainstream or the moderate wing of the party. So, I mean, and especially if Donald Trump were to come in and endorse him, I mean, that's all. Then the endorsement becomes a coronation. But Republicans have their best chance in 20 years to win
for sure
a statewide race, and it all is going to come down to who do they endorse for the general election for both the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race.
Is anyone else of prominence going to enter the Senate race, or is Royce White going to win again like he did when he opposed Amy Klobuchar a couple years ago?
You know, I don't know. It is still, you know, under the old standards, it is still very early, you know, in the process. And so in terms of by prominence, you mean somebody of with great name recognition, right?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Somebody who can actually win the race.
Well, you know, it's a Republican can win the race, but it's going to take funding, which we know the state Republican Party does not have a lot of.
Right.
And it's going to need a candidate with a proven ability to raise a lot of money. You know, to win a U.S. Senate race, you know, if especially for an open seat, it can cost over $10 million, $15 million.
Yep.
And I don't know who we have that has that kind of proven ability.
Well, I mean, as you know, Tim Pawlenty, for the first time, confirmed that D.C. insiders have approached him over and over again, asking him to get in, and he said it's just not his party anymore. And also, he basically admitted, Dave, you'll confirm, he expects it to be Angie Craig. And he said it's one race against Angie Craig. It's another race against Peggy Flanagan.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the governor had told you too. I mean, he's not a fit for the current Republican Mm-mm. Party, and that's why, I mean, believe it or not, Mike Lindell might be a better fit for the current Republican Party than, I mean, in terms of the people who run the convention.
Yeah, the nomination, yes. The endorsement, yes. Winning,
and, you know,
no.
And there's a candidate like Tom Weiler is running. I don't know if you've talked to him before.
I have.
Military
yep. mm-hmm.
veteran. Be a good candidate, a solid candidate, but he doesn't have great name recognition. He's not held office before. He'd have to spend a lot of time introducing himself. In fact, I'm going to have him on at issue sometime, I think, in October. And so there are, you know, people like that who are good possibilities for the Republicans. But will they choose someone like that? I don't know. I mean, Mike Lindell, mock him at will, but he's a bright, shiny object, and his name recognition is pretty much off the charts.
When we had Harry Niska on, I asked him at the end, do you want Lisa Damoth to enter the race? And if you thought he was evasive before in other answers, he was incredibly evasive on that. The last time I had her on, would you say, Dave, was that like 2 weeks ago or so? I tried right around there, maybe a little bit longer. I tried four different ways and getting her to confirm. Other politicos I talked to, and we have not talked about this off air, other politicos I talked to think she's going to get in the race. Do you have any feel at this point?
You know, I really don't. And before we go too far in that, I want to mention Republican side in the Senate. Adam Schwarzy is also running,
yep.
another military veteran.
Right.
Those guys kind of fit that mold of Republican candidates, at least they did in the past. But again, I don't know what is going to happen here in the future. Lisa Damoth, in terms of the governor's race you're talking about, right?
Yes.
She would, you know, have pretty good name recognition, even though she's still relatively new in the House, but she's risen very rapidly to, you know, Speaker of the House, and I think would have a good shot at getting the endorsement, but I have not heard independently that is something that she is considering. She has a pretty good gig right now, at least, you know, until the next election as Speaker of the House, even though it's technically a tied House. I think she'd really like to get the majority and you know, be able to do a little bit more with that. But I have not heard independently that she is seriously considering it. Doesn't mean she's not. I just haven't heard it.
Last thing on the government shutdown. We had the majority leader on, Harry Niska, and he called the governor's announcement a stunt number of times, poo-pooed the idea of a need of a special session on some of the ideas regarding red flag laws and ghost guns, said, yes, worth exploring, but not certain if they need to be explored in October. I have felt all along there was not going to be a special session. Where do you think we're headed right now after what the governor and the DFL offered up with basically just demands yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, a list of 9 things that he said, and his quote was, the special session must be confined to final passage of all of the following policies and appropriations. And then he's talking about assault-type weapons ban, binary trigger ban, eliminating ghost gun loopholes. I mean, very specific things with no bill language to go with it. And because you can ban certain types of assault weapons, but you need to define them. You can't just say, yeah, just do this. I mean, there has to be a definition. So of the 9 things that he suggested, only one of them actually had a bill number assigned to it, meaning there's actually been language written. So I have said all along I was doubtful that there would be a special session, although the governor said on more than one occasion he would call one even without pre-agreement. I think he may have painted himself into that corner. Yeah. So I think he may still do it and then blame the Republicans if they meet and do nothing. And so I'd say right now, at best, it's 50-50 that there is a special session, and even worse odds that they'll actually get a vote on an assault weapons ban.
Susie Jones is here. Tomorrow is 29 years of Susie at WCCO Radio, so she's going to join us next segment. I know you've been gunning for a job for a long time. Would you like to admit this to Susie right now as she's in studio listening to you?
Do you know that Susie and I used to be co-workers here at 5 Eyewitness News?
I thought you were going to say dated.
No. Jeez.
Well, did you think that was
very controversial?
He's got good teeth.
Yeah. And money.
He does have good teeth.
And a good 401k, I bet, too. Okay, when was this? When were you co-workers?
Susie, when were you here with yours?
So Dave and I moved back to Minneapolis from Madison, Wisconsin in 1995. So it was early 96 that he was actually working at Channel 5, and I was just doing some fill-in weekend stuff. The kids were real little.
Yeah.
And so I spent weekends at Channel 5 just covering whatever it was they needed me to do on weekends as a freelancer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I kind of came over here around that same time. All freelance, though, in the early days.
What kind of? I just kind of follow Susie around.
That's it. I mean, stalking here. What kind of temper tantrum, Susie, was Tom having at that point? His temper is volcanic, as we all know.
He's sort of royalty over there. He's like a Kennedy.
Yeah.
So people don't really talk to him. They just sort of get out of his way because they realize he's a marathoner and la-dee-da.
Yeah.
You know,
goes out 9 days a week, too.
I don't know. Tom, are you running on Sunday or no?
I am running the 10-miler,
okay.
And it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
Quitter. That doesn't count. Get out of here.
Didn't you just run the Australia? I forget where
you were. Resting on his laurels.
In fact, that was 1 month ago today. I ran the Sydney Marathon.
Wonderful. My son Ben is running the whole thing. So.
Oh, is he? Well, good for him.
Well, that counts. This Tom thing doesn't count.
I mean. Mine doesn't count compared to what Ben is. I remember when – how old is Ben now?
31. Yeah, Ben was a baby.
You're not going to take over here for a little bit.
Honestly. How old Dave and I leave? Or?
Ben is 31, and he's a dad. We have a new grandbaby in our house. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the same age as my son.
Has Facebook broken out here on the radio? I mean, what's going on?
Did you hear some interference? Is that
I do. Yeah. I feel like you and I are having
a really special
moment. I put
him on. Hang up on the guy who's...
29 years.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 29 years.
You know what? And congratulations to you. I saw some of your... 25
years.
25 years is a bad issue, but I've been here as of a few days ago, 33 years.
33, holy cow. All right, Chad's walking away, so maybe we should take a break.
We have finally, the listeners finally get a break.
Oh, dear.
A much-deserved break.
It's actually time for traffic and weather right now, so I hate to do that to you.
Hit the button, Dave.
Good to talk to you.
I'll be in for Vanita tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool.
Okay, hit the button just when he's talking right now.
See you, Chad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.